Soulful.
Welcome to the Higher Self Activation Podcast. My name is Ligia, and I'm here to help you find trust, let go of control, and see more aligned results with less hustle. We will bring the cosmos and multidimensional consciousness into the here and now, making energy tangible and easy to understand. Now let's get started with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Higher Self Activation Podcast. We're entering 2020, so I thought for this one, I would guide you in a little meditation journey and a guided ritual to set intentions for the new year, and so you can align your energy with what you wish to create. So here's what you'll need: a candle, pen and paper, and if you want, an amulet or a crystal. Something you can charge with your intentions, that's completely optional, but make sure you have your candle, your pen and paper, and you have some time, some quiet time to set aside and take this practice. So if that's not now, if you're driving or if you can't really take the ritual right now, I suggest you pause this podcast episode, you come back later so I can guide you through the steps. So go ahead and hit pause right now. Make sure you have everything with you. Come back when you're ready and we'll start with the meditation. Awesome. So if you have everything you need, we'll start with the meditation to align your energy and your field as you enter the new year. And this meditation journey is to tap into your soul's desires beyond ego, beyond the logical mind, because we don't want to think our 2020 resolutions. We want to be in a space of receiving. We want to receive these resolutions and intentions and goals from our highest self. You know, one thing is to think of the things that would be good to create this upcoming year, the things you should be focused on, and then we think of the numbers of the results, and that's still coming from the logical mind. So with this journey, I invite you to tap into your soul's desire from the heart space. We're tapping into a place of pure alignment first, and then based on that energy and what comes up, we can translate that into action and tangible, and then yes, numbers and things and outcomes that you can envision. You're just leveraging your logical mind to take that energy that came up from the heart and then formulate that into something physical. It feels very different when you're starting from the heart, when setting intentions, and when it's coming from the mind. And by the way, those are usually the type of resolutions that feel heavier. And you set a goal on paper and you might focus on it, but it doesn't truly feel aligned, or it doesn't seem to flow. So if you know what I mean, it's again an invitation to reflect on where those intentions are coming from. Is this more of a should or more of a rational goal, something you wish to create because it makes sense to your ego and to the mind? Or is it coming from pure alignment? Is it coming truly from your soul's desires and your heart space? Okay, so having said that, let's get started with the practice. Make sure you're sitting comfortably. Make any adjustments. You can be laying down or sitting down. Doesn't really matter, as long as you're comfortable and your spine is straight. Start connecting with your breath, feeling the inhale, and on the exhale, you can close your eyes if you haven't done so already. And just take a moment to run a quick scan from head to toes, just noticing the physical body. And you're not trying to change or fix anything here. not even forcing something to relax. You're truly just taking note and observing. Holding any points of tension in your awareness. Noticing what feels relaxed, what feels soft, maybe what feels tense. And shift your attention to your breath. Visualizing or just feeling air coming in through your nose, all the way down to your abdomen. Feel your belly inflating. And on the exhale, your belly deflating. The air coming all the way back up and out again through your nose. And just stay here for one more moment. As you breathe, you start to focus on your heart center. Feeling this space, feeling this energy center in the middle of your chest. And as you do so, with each inhale, you feel your heart center expanding. With the exhale, it relaxes even more. And you start to see a white light in this space. A bright sphere of white light expanding from the center of your heart with your breath. And feeling any physical sensations that might come up. And this light keeps expanding and growing from your heart space all the way around your body until it takes over. And it's so big now, it's bigger than your physical body. Expanding and filling up the room you're in. And just take a moment to check in and feel this vibration you're tapping into. Feel this white light around you. More deep breath in this space. And as you exhale, you look down at your hands and you see that you're made of light, and you see your body, actually your entire body, glowing, transparent, almost like you are also made of light. And you realize you can't really tell anymore where your physical body ends and this white light begins. On the next exhale, you give permission to completely merge with this light. And as you do so, you feel so expansive, relaxed, and at peace as you feel at one with this light. Noticing any sensations, perhaps a tingling or a warmth, any sensations in your physical body as you merge with this light. And in this space, you see someone getting closer. You see this figure. You focus and you realize you're looking at yourself. You see yourself. Taking a moment to see and to observe what you look like. You feel safe and comfortable and curious. And as you look into her eyes, you feel this deep, deep connection. It feels familiar, but it also feels deeper, deeper than anything you've felt before. You are in your heart space and seeing yourself through the eyes of your higher self. And making eye contact with this version of you. Take a deep breath in and out, and you ask her, what do I wish to create? What do I wish to experience? And be open to receive. Not looking for an answer, but truly in a space of allowing a symbol, a feeling, a word, maybe an image, and trust that whatever comes up is the right answer for you. What do I wish to create? What do I wish to experience? Set the intention to receive this download, receive this aligned goal from your truest self and your heart, even after this meditation, throughout your day, throughout your week. And thanking yourself for this connection, for the guidance. You smile and you see that version of yourself stepping back into that white light. And you start connecting with your breath, preparing to come back to the space. There is no rush. Taking your breath in, and on the exhale, starting to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Maybe sigh it out. You start to kindly and softly shake your arms, wiggle your shoulders. Slowly open your eyes. And before we keep going, just take this moment to settle in and come back. Just checking in with the body, with the space around you. Awesome. This practice is so powerful. So just soak in this gratitude also for yourself, for showing up. As we move on to the ritual section of today's practice. So take your pen and paper, still feeling this connection. And you're going to write down this word or symbol that represents the intention that just came up for you. Don't overthink it too much. Just pen to paper and allow the pen to kind of just do whatever it wants to do. And take a moment to see what comes up. Maybe pause this episode if you need to and spend some time on it. And when you have your word or your symbol, something on paper that represents your intention, you can, if you have your amulet or crystal, totally optional, you can place it on top. And as you do so, just set the intention that this symbol or your word is charging your crystal, your necklace, whatever you're using. Just setting the intention is enough. As you do so, do it with reverence, in this ceremonial spirit, and that's enough. What you can also do, if you want to have some fun with a spell jar or a spell bag, that can be a small glass, a tiny jar, maybe a small jewelry bag, and you can use that to transform your intention and the energy you're carrying right now from this meditation journey into something physical. It's just a way for you to ground this energy even more, and you can put this spell jar or bag with you, by your bag. You can carry it with you in your purse as a reminder and a way to ground this energy and keep it with you in your field moving forward, maybe every day of the new year. Again, that's totally optional. I'll give you another option if you wanna play with this witchcraft, spells, and in different ways to ground this energy. And that's placing the same intention into your tea. Chamomile is great for this. So again, as you write down your symbol or your word, you can place your crystal and amulet on it to charge. You can put it in a spell jar or bag with cinnamon, with clove is great for that. Basil leaves are great for that. You can also take your chamomile tea and just place your mug on top and close your eyes before you drink it. You don't have to do this now. You can drink your tea after this episode. And you're just take a moment, connect, again, set intention that you're placing, that you're charging your tea with this energy you've moved and you created. And that's it. When you drink it, it's also a way for you to tap into this energy through something physical, which is the beauty of taking on rituals and practices like this, right? We're just, while having fun, we're taking these physical actions as a way to ground and tap into this energy, into the invisible things that we're moving and downloading. I just think it's beautiful, and I'm so passionate about it. So, with your candle, you can light your candle now if you haven't already. And again, if you need to, just pause this episode to light your candle. Come back when you're ready. And when you have your candle, holding your paper, maybe your tea, your spell jar, your spell bag, take a moment to look at the flame. And as you do so, connect with your breath. Your breath is one of the most powerful, powerful tools to help transmute and move this energy. And fire brings about this transmutation, this rebirth. visualize and just set intention that as you're breathing in, you're leveraging this new energy of this new aligned intention that you received in the meditation journey. And as you breathe out, you're letting go of all stagnant energy, old energy that is not aligned with this new intention. Energy that you were carrying maybe from 2019 and it just doesn't resonate anymore. With your exhale, you're releasing that onto the fire and allowing this energy to be transmuted. So connecting with your intention by holding your paper, just take a moment to allow this process to happen with your breath as you stare at the flame. Breathing in this intention, breathing out old energy. And let's stay here for just one more moment. If you want to stay here longer, again, I invite you to pause. And if you're ready, we can move on to the mindset section of the ritual. And here's where we make it even more actionable. So with these intentions and with what is coming up for you, I want you to write your goals. Now let's step into what these goals actually look like. If you were to transform your intentions, the feelings, that energy that is coming up into something tangible, into something that you can use to focus on, an outcome, a result, a number, an action, something to do, something to change, what would those goals be? And take a moment to write them down. For this ritual and to best leverage the energy we're moving, try and keep it from 1 to 3 goals. And here's what we're gonna do. For each one of these goals, I want you to write on a different column, what beliefs do I need? What is this version of me that has this goal accomplished already? What does she believe to be true? What thoughts are normal for this version? So let's say your goal is to make more time for your energy work and your energy routine, to focus within and tend to your energy, to your vibration. Awesome. Your goal is to make more time to commit regularly to your energy practices. So taking the version of you that is already doing that, what thoughts go through her mind on a normal day? During her week? What are her beliefs? And what does she believe to be true around showing up for her energy and showing up for energy work? And in this case, that might be, I always have the time, showing up for my energy work feels light and easy and automatic and effortless. I always have fun. I don't struggle to make the time. It's a natural part of my day. So for your goals, do the same thing. What would you need to believe to be true around this goal? And that's step one. Step two, once you have these thoughts and these beliefs, is to name the resistance. As you're reading these new beliefs that you're writing down, such as, I always have the time, showing up for this is easy, making this amount of money is normal. As you're writing all these beliefs, you might be feeling, okay, that sounds awesome, but maybe there's a little doubt, or you're not 100% there yet, or just by thinking that you do have the time or you do have the money, it feels like you're trying to convince yourself. You know what I mean? Here's an invitation to name the resistance. That's when we start operating from this gap between the things we wish to create and we put down on paper and our energy behind it. The energy you're truly showing up for when it comes to these goals. So for example, if your goal is an income goal and you set, I don't know, 5K, 10K months, whatever you wish to create in 2020, you write it down. Now, if your energy, your beliefs, your whole field is not aligned with that, you might have that goal down on paper. You might have a strategy and action steps to get there, but it will be forceful, right? So when setting these intentions for the new year, the most important thing is to align energetically. So you're not only operating from the things you could do and the strategy and the action steps, or just, you know, visualizing, writing it down so you have clarity on what that is, but if you're not truly aligned, something will feel forceful. And that's the resistance. That's the resistance of not having your mindset, not having your beliefs aligned on the same page with what you wish to create. Now, that's resistance 101, right? You probably heard this before. You have to show up as that version already. You have to think as the version that you want to be already. And that's great. Now, what a lot of people don't consider is that resisting the resistance is a big part of the process. It's a big part of the process of aligning with this new belief fully. And here's what I mean by that. If your goal is to show up regularly and consistently for your energy work, and you know that the beliefs that would be aligned with that are something like, I always have the time, it's easy, light, and fun for me to do so, and great. You might know that it's necessary to be on the same page. You might know that that's the belief that clicks with the reality you wish to create. Now, what you cannot skip is the fact that it might feel like a lie right now. And as you write these beliefs, it almost feels like it's another person you're talking about. And this version of me that shows up every day for her energy work, she believes that it's easy. But you right now writing this down, you're almost rolling your eyes and thinking, oh, okay, or that's not me yet. I am not there. So you can't overwrite the state and the energy that you're in right now by just shoving down affirmations and repeating and writing it down every day, the beliefs that would be aligned. It's awesome to have clarity and know what they are. Now, we have to address the resistance. How do you truly feel right now about it? About this goal, about the beliefs that are aligned with this goal? How do you truly feel about thinking that it's easy and normal to show up for your energy work every day? And if there's any part of you that feels like this is actually hard to manage, I am not sure that I can do it. I've tried before and I failed, so doing it again feels a bit heavy, if you're being honest. All these things, allow space for them to come up. You wrote your goal, you listed the beliefs that are aligned with each goal, and now you name the resistance. What is coming up and how do you truly feel right now about these new beliefs? Let's name it. A mantra for you during this process is, it is safe for me to invite this in. It is safe for me to sit with my fear, to sit with my resistance. All of these things are just energy. And a lot of the times, the fear of the fear is bigger than the fear itself. Does that make sense? We avoid feeling the quote-unquote bad things or having doubts about the things you wish to manifest in the new year, that we don't go there. And by not going there, you're holding back. When you hold back anywhere, you're holding back everywhere. And that's the energy that feels constricted, not expansive, right? And that blocks the flow for everything else. If you're not allowing the energy of these emotions, fears and doubts to come up and flow and move naturally, how do you expect that money, relationships, love, ease, everything else will also come up and flow freely if the pipes are clogged? So naming the resistance is actually, I would say, the most powerful step of this process of aligning your mindset with your goals. So write goals, list the beliefs that would be aligned, and then name the resistance. When you have the doubts, the resistance, the, ugh, this feels a bit off, I'm not fully on board, you can come up with your own tapping script. If you're familiar with tapping, this is something we often do in the Higher Self Academy Facebook group. It's emotional freedom technique. So just means saying affirmations and tapping into points of your body, energy points, to help transmute this energy and really reprogram neural pathways. So you align your mindset and you replace old beliefs with new ones. It sounds very complicated, but all that is you taking the resistance that you just listed, write it down. And next, you will write down why you know that your aligned belief is true and this resistance is really not. That is just resistance. That is just energy. That you're not afraid of looking at it. That it can be there. You acknowledge it. We're not bypassing. And then, why are the new ones true? It feels better. You know that it's coming from your heart. It came up from such a pure place, from your highest self, that you have no doubt that this is aligned with you. And of course, you can adjust your physical actions and your schedule and your calendar to match this result. Because it came from your truest, highest expression. And all these things, right? Whatever comes up for you, why are the new aligned beliefs true and possible? Because you know, and you know they are. What we're doing here is just not overriding the fears and doubts with this truth. We're just looking at both. So your tapping script looks like resistance first, and then the reasons why the new aligned beliefs are valid and true and available and a thing. That's a practice you can do daily or whenever you feel called to, whenever you're feeling resistance. You will just tap on the side of your hand, on the space between your eyebrows, along your collarbone. You can Google EFT tapping points and you can see the chart and exactly where you can tap. And just say these things out loud. As you're tapping, say these sentences out loud. And this is such a powerful, powerful practice. This is pretty long already. I'll leave you guys with this. Let me know what came up for you, what you are aligning with for 2020. Don't forget that this is the last chance to join our Women's Circle membership, the Higher Self Activation Circle. This is a membership that you can join before January 1st for only $49. And we have all types of energy practices like this, rituals, moon ceremonies, guest experts that are amazing every single week. After January 1st, normal price is $89 a month. But as a founding member, your membership will never go up and it stays at $49. So the link is in the show notes and I'll see you guys on the next episode. I hope you loved today's episode. And if you did, please don't forget to take a minute and leave a star review or a comment on iTunes. I create this content from my soul to support yours. And this makes all the difference to help my message get out there and reach the people who need to listen. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.